Hello and welcome. I'm Pastor Vince, and this is Applying God's Word, a Bible teaching ministry from the Word of God. This is study number 61, titled, Lean Not on Your Own Understanding. Let's begin with Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. This is a familiar passage for many of us. In this passage, we are told to do this, trust in the Lord, and don't do that. Don't trust in your own understanding. If we trust in the Lord, we can't also trust in our own ability to understand everything God is doing. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12, we read, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known." We only see part of the picture God is painting. If we are to truly trust Him, we have to let go of our pride, our system of doing things, and our plans. We need an ongoing prayer life in which we are growing closer to the Lord on a daily basis through His Word. We need a prayer life that values wisdom above the material. In 1 Kings 3, verses 7 through 12, we see how the young Solomon did not try to lean on his own understanding as he took the throne to rule over the Lord's people, but in his humility, he asks for wisdom and puts his trust in the Lord's response. Verse 7, "Now, Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David. But I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?" The Lord responds to Solomon in the next three verses. Verse 10. The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, "Since you have asked for this, and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have you asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment in administering justice, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be." Many of us have a desire to understand, but in so many areas we must acknowledge that we cannot understand. We must be willing to accept God's ways, even when we can't understand them. Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9 tells us why we often don't understand what God is doing. Verse 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God sees the whole picture without limitations or distractions, while we only see our tiny corner in any given moment. To trust in the Lord with all of our heart means we can't place our own right to understand above His right to direct our lives the way He sees fit. When we insist on God always making sense to our finite minds and supporting what we've already made up our minds to do, we are setting ourselves up for trouble. Our limited understanding can easily lead us astray. Proverbs 16 verse 25 says, "There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death." When we choose to direct our lives according to what seems right to us, or our culture, we often reap disaster. Every culture has tried to get God to approve of its definition of right and wrong, but God never changes, and His standards never change. Numbers 23 verse 19 reminds us, "God is not a human that He should lie, not a human being that He should change His mind. Does He speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? So let's remember James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. We all must make a decision whether to live his or her life according to personal preference or according to the unchanging Word of God. We often will not understand how God is causing all things to work together for good, but rest assured that he is. Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So, do we love him? John 14, verse 15 says, "If you love me, keep my commands." God will never fail us. Philippians 2, verse 13 tells us, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose." Trust and submission to God's word instead of relying on our understanding, be it our culture, those around us, or even our own wisdom, is the instruction of Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. So let us not lean on our understanding with its limited view, but instead, through prayer and faith, let us all submit to the Lord and trust in Him to make our paths straight.